This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. Growth is the goal, but the paperwork is a trap. If your accounts payable feels like a second job, you're doing it wrong. Enter QuickBooks Bill Pay. Reduce manual data entry, automate your approvals, and track 1099s in one place. No more chasing signatures. No more spreadsheet headaches. Just control over your cash flow and a back office that actually scales. Automate your accounts payable today at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
And we join our U.S. Bureau Chief Simon Miles in Washington right now. Morning, Simon. So, you know, what do the latest opinion polls tell us about the possible outcome of the vote?
Well, there's no question, Glenda, that those latest polls give Hillary Clinton and her team some cause for comfort, but it is still early on what will be a very long day here in the United States. The sun, as you can see, is just about to come up over Washington, D.C., and that means that polling stations will be preparing to open from here all the way to the West Coast, then out to Hawaii and also up in Alaska. Now, bear in mind that voting day doesn't mean what it used to mean, because we already know that more than 45 million Americans cast their ballots in early voting in those states that permit it. And the Clinton team is buoyed by what they say is enthused turnout during that early voting, particularly in battleground states like Florida, where they believe a very substantial enthusiasm on the part of minority voters, including Asian Americans, Latino Americans, and African Americans, is going to help deliver that state, a crucial state, to Hillary Clinton. But Donald Trump knows that it is by no means over yet. He believes that the enthusiasm of his supporters will represent a voting tidal wave that will help deliver him the keys of the Oval Office and also deliver the world a message that millions and millions of Americans are fed up with the political establishment in this country and want a substantial change.
Well, speaking of the world, Simon, the world has been watching this sort of bitterly fought campaign race so far. What impact do you think it's had on America's standing and reputation in the world?
Look, I think it's absolutely clear, Steve, that it's damaged America's standing and reputation, and that's not just my opinion. It's a fact, as reported by people like Secretary of State John Kerry, who has been reaching out to international governments around the world in a bid to try and assuage concerns that they have about the utterly unprecedented democratic demonstration that we have seen here over the course of the last 18 months that has brought violent and bigoted language to the campaign trail on the part of Donald Trump, that has seen Hillary Clinton trying to overcome enormous negatives that she has with large numbers of the public who believe that she has difficulties in terms of her credibility and her trustworthiness. For so many voters across the country, over the next few hours, this is going to be a choice between the lesser of two evils. And this campaign has been so hard fought, so negative, so stuck in the mire for so long that it has done nothing to enhance America's ability to try and persuade other countries around the world to emulate America's democratic system.
Yeah, thanks very much for that. All the best for today. Simon Marks there speaking to us from Washington, D.C.